And it's the Coach Home, it's John Gibbons hosting this week, and we're going to be up and down the country to find out what other supporters have made of their weekend performances. And we'll start with Dave Mooney. And Dave, having been handed the league title by the nation's media on Wednesday night, I was shocked to discover that actually other teams are going to carry on. I'm sure no one in Man City. The Financial Times article on Thursday did amuse. Was great.
Yeah.
The end of football is nigh after you've been top for 24 hours. I mean, they must have had the shock of their lives on the weekend when they realised other teams were allowed to draw with you.
Yeah, but weirdly, the performance at the weekend is probably City's best in a long time. it's a strange one. The funny thing is with this title, and I think I said it last time I was on, I've not seen enough evidence from City this season that they'll go together and put a run together of results. The odd thing is after the midweek and after the performance against Arsenal, where I didn't think, I thought Arsenal were good. I didn't really buy Arteta's line about beating themselves because I thought the mistakes that Arsenal made, City forced them into. But it's been a long time since City have done that to a team and actually forced teams into a mistake. They've found it really difficult to put pressure on teams lately. So they get to Arsenal, they do that. They do it kind of in a style that isn't really very City, by not having a lot of the ball and by kind of defending quite well. And it's not a traditional Guardiola style of City performance. They then get to Nottingham Forest, where you go, okay, you've just beaten the league leaders. You've got yourself on top of the table. Okay, they've got a game in hand, but like really go and exert your dominance. And the performance wise, they did that. You know, I don't think I've seen them all over a team as much as they were Forest at the weekend. They just forgot to score. They forgot to score the second goal. And then, you know, football does what football does, and the other team get down the other end and score their only shot on target. And it's a problem in that City can't seem to defend these situations. They have a moment in every match where they seem to let the other team in. But I didn't really see the alarm bells that weekend, because, you know, on another day, Haaland doesn't miss from a yard out. On another day, you know, Foden doesn't slip as he tries to play it to Haaland for an open goal. These are the sorts of things where you go, well, that's just a bit unfortunate. The weeks building up to this, you go, you know, the sort of performance that they put in at Spurs, where you go, well, actually, could we try having the ball in the opposition half? That might be quite a you know, conducive to scoring a goal at some point. It was a much better display than that. And that encourages me. So I still think, like, in terms of a title race, I still think Arsenal have got a better hand here. But I'm actually weirdly more convinced that City will be in the title race now after weekend, just from the performance more than the result.